بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب حمد الله تعالى وشكره. This is the next kitab, the next book here, and that is with regard to the praises of Allah Ta'ala and to make shukr, to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. The praises of Allah Ta'ala, there are two meanings of it. One is the literal meaning, the general meaning which the public can all understand, and that is to praise Allah Ta'ala. However, the technical meaning of the praises of Allah means to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. If we see that in the whole Quran, Hadith, in the Arabic language, for the praises of Allah Ta'ala, to thank Allah Ta'ala, wa shukru lillah, to make shukr, or to say to Allah, to may you be rewarded. Who is going to reward Allah Ta'ala? Allah is Allah, and there is nobody else. Like we tell one another, Jazakallah, thank you. There are no words for thank you for Allah Ta'ala. So that the words for that are the praises. When you say Alhamdulillah, with which the Quran Sharif starts, it means you are thanking Allah Ta'ala. So this is the praises of Allah, and in the praises of Allah Ta'ala is to tell Allah thank you, we appreciate and we are thankful for what Allah Ta'ala has done. The expression of that is by the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, wa shukrihi, to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and the method of that is to praise Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me and I will remember you. Allah Ta'ala remembers His creation all the time. It isn't that when only we remember Allah, that time Allah is remembering us. And if we don't remember Him, that He is not remembering us. The non-believers, atheists who don't even believe in Allah, Allah remembers them all the time. And very punctually gives them the food to eat, sees to all their necessities also, for the animals, for everything. So Allah is never unmindful of any of His creation for even a split second. But this means, فَذْكُرُونِي, remember me, وَبَي بِالطَّاعَ, by the obedience of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And by being thankful to Him, then in that case Allah will remember you by His mercies, by His forgiveness, by His kindness. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and be thankful to me and do not be unthankful. Think of all my praises and then be thankful. Thankful is to be verbally also, and more important, to be physically thankful to Allah, to use all His ni'mats which He has given us in His obedience. It comes in a hadith sharif, if a person is obedient to Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling His commandments and staying away from the things which Allah has made haram, that person is in the zikr of Allah, even if he does not make zikr what is done. And if a person is in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, he does not observe the commands of Allah, he breaks the laws of Allah, then that person is in ghaflat, unmindfulness, even if he's making zikr with his tongue. So the real shukr and the real remembrance of Allah is that we are in His obedience. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to say that first Allah has mentioned فَذْكُرُونِي in this ayat, and afterwards وَشْكُرُولِي. First remember me, then afterwards make shukr. That is, whatever, for example, we get our food to eat, first make the zikr of Allah. At least say Bismillah, by which that eating will become ibadat. And remember and think that from where and where Allah has given me. We have got one plate of biryani, for example. The rice is from Pakistan, for example. The meat is from the Karoo. The butter is from Australia. The zafran is from Spain. The spices are from Zanzibar. The whole world's ni'mat Allah gave us in one plate. So remember Allah Ta'ala. Then eat that ni'mat also and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And the real shukr is to be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you will be thankful to me, then I will increase you in all your ni'mats. And Allah Ta'ala said, if you will be thankful. They Allah use the word if, and in return that Allah will increase you. It were two stresses Allah, he said, la, and that with noon ta'kid, undoubtedly, definitely, I will increase you in all your ni'mat. And the real ni'mat that Allah increases a person with is to gain the recognition, ma'rifat of Allah. And from one's heart, a person makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. One is to read the dua which has come in the hadith, which is also very superior to read the sunnah dua after eating, for example, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana, the whole dua. And one is that a person, were from his heart, he'd even just say, shukr Allah, that Ya Allah, you gave me this food to eat. You return me back home after a long journey, after a whole day's work of being on the road, etc. You gave me a safe return. I'm safely comfortable at home. A person wakes up in the morning, he makes shukr. The night passed safely. We didn't get any bad news of anyone, or we were not also afflicted with any problem. But we very, very seldom make the shukr to Allah. If we make, Allah says, I will increase you in your ni'mats. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, and say, all praises belong to Allah. That is, make shukr to Allah all the time. We can't say jazakallah, but a person who has got some human quality, anyone who has done a favor, he wants to say thank you. He wants to say jazakallah. He wants to show. So Allah has taught us, say alhamdulillah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and the last dua will be, all praises are for Allah, who is the nourisher and sustainer of all the realms. This will be the dua of the people of Jannah. After they have entered Jannah and they get their ni'mat which Allah will bless them, then they will also say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So a mu'min must recognize the favors of Allah in this world already. And on every matter, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are very, very negligent of this. We might be big alims also, we are very pious also, but to make shukr of Allah, to recognize his ni'mats, very seldom we do this. If we end, it comes in the hadith sharif, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who is not thankful to mankind will never be able to be thankful to Allah. So it will be first starting with mankind. We are all grown-ups, many of us are fathers, grandfathers, perhaps great-grandfathers. But how many of us made shukr to our parents for what they did for us? How many expressed it to our parents that they brought us, they were the cause of us coming in this world? How many of us now make dua for them? In turn, we don't teach our children. Our children also never tell us, Jazakallah, you did this for us, you did that for us. Our ustads who taught us, the masjid, we come here, everything is found ready. There are lights, there is the imam, there are the carpets, there are the toilets. Never do we say to the mutawallis, those who are in charge, Jazakallah. We just take it for granted. Our wife prepares and everything she does for us, we hardly ever perhaps told her Jazakallah. But fault we find a lot. That this is not right today, that is not right today. Today if the masjid doors were not open, we will make a big noise about it. Can't there be any system? Isn't there anyone to control? But we find everything in order, we don't make shukr. There is a very great deficiency from our side. And this is what is called to make islah and to have a sheikh who guide us. Then he will open our minds and heart to these things. And that is when a person really becomes a human being. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم أوتي ليلة أسري بي بقدحين. On the night when I made Mi'raj, when I was going to Allah Ta'ala on that journey, I was presented with two glasses. Min khamrin wa labanin. One glass was of wine and the other glass was of milk. To drink, I was given a choice. Which one would you like to drink? Like we also, we get visitors, we say, well, you have something hot or cold. Well, we give them a choice. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a choice between wine and milk. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِمَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at both. فَأَخَذَ اللَّبَنِ And he took the milk to drink. فَقَالَ جِبْرِيلُ Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام said on this, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَاكَ لِلْفِطْرَةِ All praises are due to Allah who guided you to that which was the most natural thing. That is Iman, Islam. Allah guided you to that. So on that also that we got Hidayat, we should also make shukr to Allah. That also, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made shukr, alhamdulillah. So if we see our children also going on the right path, regular what namaz, etc., good things, we should also say alhamdulillah. And we ourselves that Allah has given us hidayat, we are Muslims, we have come for fajr, we make tilawat, for all this we should acknowledge and say shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and the method of saying it is alhamdulillah. لو أخذت الخمر غوت أمتك Had you taken the wine, your ummah should have been misguided. And so we can see what a Nabi who Allah had blessed with the right choices in everything. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered Jummah as the big day of the week, which was already the big day in the knowledge of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose that and accepted it. The Jews missed it. The Christians missed it. They were also given Jummah as their big day, but they did not choose it. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a Nabi we have got, and for that we should read how much Durood Sharif. Try and follow in the sunnahs. So Allah has given us a great ni'mat in the math, in deen, and all the matters of deen, and this one very basic thing which unfortunately we are all very sadful of, we don't appreciate. Now we will go out, we'll sit in our cars. Who will make shukr to Allah? We have got the car starts, we are reaching home safely, we'll put the heater on this cold morning, we'll feel comfortable, but no shukr to Allah Ta'ala. For every ni'mat of Allah, and that is what is a wali of Allah, who recognizes this and makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. A wali is really a true human being, truly in the true sense of the word. So may Allah give us tawfiq to that our hearts open to this, and we recognize Allah and His favors upon us. وآخر دعوانا